So here I am with Mitch in the Vineyard Cafe, and how are you getting on?
I've been gone for about an hour and a half, and I haven't finished anything, but I've got the beginnings of about four. So I've made a start on about four. Basically, what I'm doing is going through the titles and just seeing what they suggest. There's one here called In My Shed, Homebrew Oblivion. It's the one that just spoke to me the loudest immediately. That just has to be Metallica. I'm sorry, but that just has to be a Metallica thing, In My Shed, Homebrew Oblivion. So that's what I'm doing at the moment, is just sort of constructing basically sort of a riff that I can build a Metallica parody around. And I thought it'd be quite funny to do a sort of silly riff. You know, it's sort of a typical kind of Metallica riff, but it keeps going a bit wrong. You know, they have certain things that they like doing, and this sort of attempts to do them and doesn't quite get them right. So I think that might be sort of a little additional layer to the humour, if you like. You know, that idea of a sort of a Metallica riff that doesn't quite work. So that's what I've done. There's another one called Stop Pretending Everything's Okay, which, there's something about that. I don't know. I'm hearing a sort of a U2 kind of sound for that. I don't know.
Sometimes you can't make it on your own.
Well, yeah, maybe, or maybe, you know. And those South Downs Cowboy, I'm gonna have to do. Oh yeah, Boris Johnson Blues. That's kind of, I think, not exactly going to write itself, but obviously there's some fairly obvious ideas coming at me from that concept. So you know, those are the ones I made a start on already.
So I'm here with Budgie, and you've just finished your second one, yeah?
Yep, just finished the second one, written for Emma Kennedy. A little tale entitled Captain Salt's Slug.
And how are you getting on so far? How are you feeling?
Well, we started a little bit later than I anticipated, because we had very little time to set up. But so far they're going as I expected them to, time-wise, and the brain's sort of starting to tick in terms of, you know, what I'm going to do with future stories. Word. I didn't see any of them until 12:30 today, but I've now got the full list, so I'm just working out which order I'm going to do them and what potential things I'm going to do. Am I going to do any of them rhyme? Am I just going to do all of them in prose? I don't know yet.
Are there any on the list that are particularly exciting to you?
Exciting is the wrong word, but there's some stories on the list that are particularly... you have to wonder what was going through the celeb's mind when they challenged me. But, I mean, there are some great titles. I mean, Richard Curtis gave me Charity Broke My Heart, which, given his head of Red Nose Day itself, it's a bit of a weird one. Marcus Brigstock gave me a fantastic title, Barry's Massive Red Shoe. And Catelyn Morand is just gorgeous with These Aren't My Breasts. I have no idea what I'm going to do with that one at the moment, but we will find out in due course.
Fantastic. Well, I'll keep in touch with you as you go along, and hopefully you'll be this...
Yes. At the moment, I'm still wide awake after term, unless you'll be like after 12. All right, cheers.